And welcome back again. You're looking. Whoa, my mic fell
Dave's
down.
So Dave, excited.
Calm down.
Yeah, it actually it broke. Yeah.
It didn't break. It slides on the. You want me to go to commercial break?
No, that's all right. I'll hold it.
He just got all excited hearing the presidential music.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Joseph's not here.
I see it.
It just slides on.
There you go. Yeah, he was trying to put it in a little tiny hole.
It doesn't take a microphone scientist.
All right, we did it, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard it on the air where a microphone has slipped off the holder.
It's under
falling
your feet.
Limp down to the floor.
We're so excited. Right?
Anyway, this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX. And I'm Dave alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Tricia, Eric, and Kathleen Joy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure I like the way you said that.
I think he's got a crush. He's got a crush.
Dave. What are you talking about? I didn't say that.
The way you just said that and the way you looked
at Kathleen.
All
I said
Kathleen
is, and Eric
and Kathleen.
You and Kathleen Joy.
K-I-S-S.
No, if it was reversed,
if
you were last, Eric, I would say Joseph J., Tricia, Kathleen, Joy, and Eric. See?
How it's not the same, man.
Joy. All right, actually, we're being very disrespectful right now.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Of course, hail to the chief, the next president of the United States, Bernie Sanders.
Hello. Am I on the air?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, Bernie.
Bernie, how are you?
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. It's wonderful. I'm very excited to be part of this entertainment radio you have going on right now. I think it's a very important part of the American society that we're doing this. And we're doing this now. I feel good. Thank you for having me.
Well, Bernie, I am so excited because it's really amazing what's going on in the political environment. Everyone thought the Republican would have a lot of trouble, which they do. But the Democrat Party seems to be splitting. So you're going to go full force. You're going to try to win California. You're going to go to the convention. And are you going to just really try to cause some friction, knowing that Hillary may not be the best candidate, and you are?
Listen, the thing you need to know about Hillary is she is a great lady. She's fantastic. She makes a great cobbler. It's absolutely amazing. I gotta say, but first and foremost, I feel that I have more experience, and that I'm here for the people, and I feel that I'm fighting the fight to see America come back from where we were, and I want to see that happen right away.
Well, your supporters. If you don't get the nomination, will they back Donald Trump then, rather than vote for Hillary?
I personally would love it if they backed Hillary Clinton. I think she's fantastic. I think she's wonderful. I would not recommend that they vote for Trump. I am very much against it. I don't feel that it's a very good idea. I feel like it's very, very, very bad.
Well, Bernie, we are so grateful to have you on the show. And to our listeners, that's not Bernie Sanders. It sounds like Bernie Sanders, but it's not. It's Ashley Julian Fernandez. First impressions. Thank you so much for joining us here. We are so honored.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is my real voice.
It's completely different.
Are you sure?
this is real this time.
Oh, you did great. I have to compliment you. That sounded just like Bernie. Excellent.
We've had so many of the First Impressions guests. Of course, the show airs Tuesday nights on USA Network. Your episode airs this coming Tuesday night, right? Is that May 31st?
Yes, it does. Yes.
And we love this show. We absolutely love this show. We love all the contestants that we've had on so far. You have, I think, the most voices that they've sent over. I mean, because at first I was going to bring you on as Ian McKellen because, of course, we reviewed X-Men earlier in the show, and I know
Ian McKellen, if you please. I do not spend all this time being knighted not to be called Sir Ian McKellen.
Sir Ian McKellen. Oh, McKellen. Okay, I'm sorry. Wow. And I mean, so Magneto, of course, in X-Men, that's fantastic. And another one of my favorites is Patrick Warburton. I love his voice.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. It's absolutely wonderful. I mean, when you hear it, it's just, it's enchanting, really.
You even got the little, almost squeak there. Now, Patrick, your show on NBC, Crowded, was recently canceled. What are your thoughts?
I know, it was very tragic. I'm very distraught right now. Please don't bring it up. It's too much to bear.
And of course, I'm very upset because they're bringing back the Tick, but you aren't going to be the Tick.
listen, it's just bad news after bad news. It really is. It's just, you know, not looking good for me right now. But I'll hold it together. I'll stay strong.
And if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Julian Fernandez, First Impressions, Tuesday nights on the USA Network. Now, Dave, now another political person, of course, his wife is running. So who am I talking about?
Hillary.
Well, no, his
Bill.
Wife.
Bill Clinton.
That's now she's.
Oh, you know you're talking about old Bill.
Oh, yes.
You guys are talking about Bill. How you doing, folks? It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, excellent.
That's absolutely amazing.
So what do you think of your wife running? What's will she be as good as you were as president?
Listen, I personally don't mind if she gets in that White House. I left some stuff in there. I never got it back. So I really do just need to get back in there and get in the old safe. You know what I mean?
I hear Monica Lewinsky's husband will be working on your staff.
Oh.
Listen, fellas. Don't bring up the past.
But I thought you liked it when people brought things up.
Oh.
What was that?
No, we're gonna yeah. bypass that one just in case because but
Oops.
Trisha.
No, let's call her Greg.
Yeah. Billy Bob Thornton, you know, we'd love to hear a little bit from Billy Bob.
Yeah.
Bad Santa
you
himself.
Know, honestly, I've never done Billy Bob Thornton.
You haven't?
I've never attempted it.
Oh, it was in the document, so I don't know. Okay.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's bypass that as well. We'll cut that out in post. And and Antonio Banderas, do you do Antonio?
Antonio Banderas, of course. Ladies, you know Antonio.
Ooh.
Oh, that's
I'm right
nice.
Here.
Oh.
Trish is interested.
When you hear my voice, it just clears your nasal allergies.
Now, have you ever used that on a woman?
No.
Can you teach Joseph?
Whenever I have gone to like a Latino voice, it's usually like just, hey, how you doing? Just hi, hi, hey, hello, hello, how you doing? Like it's never anything sexy. It's just, hi, hello, my name is Julian, hello.
Well, you need to teach me how to do Antonio. I go to these bar crawls, and you know, I would love to go up to a woman and just say that, you know, say a pickup line.
It won't help.
Okay.
So, Julian, how long have you been doing voices?
I started when I was a kid. I was a very shy kid, and I grew up in front of the TV. So I picked up cartoon voices, learned how to do them. And then when I finally figured out what celebrities were, because there's a point when you're a kid, like you're just kind of like, oh, these are just characters in a movie, and the same people seem to play them. But you never really are like, oh, that's an actor. That's a celebrity, and they have a certain way of talking. And I think, like, about right into high school, I started actually doing celebrity impressions and getting good at doing those. And then I started doing stand-up when I was 18 and incorporated impressions almost right away.
And now, of course, Julian Fernandez, we want to thank you so much for being on the show today. First Impressions, we want to encourage everyone to tune in this Tuesday night on USA Network. You got to catch the show every single week. And, hey, Quentin Tarantino, are you still there?
Yeah, this is the thing about Quentin Tarantino. This is the thing. This is the thing. All right. I have to say that I really think that the direction that the way that they're doing the show is absolutely incredible. It's amazing, and you have to watch it.
Well, again, Julian Fernandez, thank you so much.
Fantastic.
You are so talented. Good luck this Tuesday. Miserlou from Pulp Fiction. Dave, this is fun.
This is fun, and he was excellent.
Yes,
all of them happened.
All
so
of those
far.
Voices.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And we still have
Kristen
some time
Chenoweth
for me
coming up after the break
to do the impression of Bernie.
You? Yeah.
And that's my impression of Bernie. And we'll be right back.